Students of color account for close to half of public school enrollment in the Commonwealth, but nearly 90% of the teachers are white. A new program in Lowell hopes to change that by giving high schoolers tools and experiences that set them on the path to become educators. To tell us more, we're joined by WBUR's Samuele Petricelli. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So teachers are mostly white statewide. What's the picture in Lowell specifically?
Yeah, so in Lowell, it's a pretty diverse school district. Around 23% of the students are white. The rest are a healthy mix of Hispanic, Asian, and Black students. I'll let Elizabeth Zahn, who's an Asian American junior at Lowell High, talk about what she says her teachers look like in the district.
It already being a very diverse school, I still can't say that I've felt myself. I've never had a teacher who I would say this is diversity. I feel like I have a diverse amount of teachers. Going down the roster right now, all of my teachers are white, and actually that's kind of crazy. Sorry.
So Samuele, why such a disproportionate amount of teachers who are white in the Commonwealth?
Yeah, so some researchers say that this actually started around Brown v. Board of Education. Particularly in the south of the country, teachers of color were the primary instructors for students of color. But once schools desegregated, they got pushed out. Today, fewer and fewer of students want to be teachers in the country and in Massachusetts. And especially for students of color, it can be really difficult, some say, to see yourself in that role when currently 90% of your teachers are white.
So tell us about these efforts that are underway in Lowell to diversify. Tell us about that.
Sure. So Lowell actually ended up partnering with the University of Massachusetts Lowell. They're offering college credit and potential scholarships to high school students interested in teaching. This is what many people call a grow your own pathway. Students get to visit elementary schools. They get to read to students and make lesson plans.
So tell us a little bit more about this Grow Your Own. I think you've done that. Tell us about other efforts, right? So Grow Your Own gets the students interested, but that can't be the only thing that's going to work. So what else is going on?
Yeah, so there's two things happening. One is another push in Lowell to pair up teachers of color with other mentors in the district. That's another teacher. There's also a bill floating around the state legislature that could offer a sort of secondary pathway for people of color to enter the field that might bypass some potential barriers to entry.
So can we talk about the mentoring just a little bit more? So pairing up a teacher of color with a mentor to help strengthen their sense of belonging, increase their desire to stay in the field. Can you just tell me a tiny bit more about that?
Sure. So like I said, there's not really many teachers of color in the field right now. So for teachers of color that may enter the field recently, in Lowell, there's this sort of fellowship program that, sort of builds a community around, making sure that everyone's sort of in touch with each other and sort of supporting each other. And this is especially for teachers of color.
So now let's come back to the students. So you've got some who might be participating in Grow Your Own, but some might not. Mm-hmm. Still, what are they saying about educator diversity in Lowell, other efforts to increase it? What's on their minds?
Yeah, so students for sure definitely understand how important teachers of color are. I spoke with Lorena Minikowski. She's also a junior at Lowell High. She's in the program, and she was able to speak on how interacting with a young student, she's Portuguese, and she speaks Portuguese. And she was able to talk about how interacting with another student who also speaks Portuguese in the classroom was so important for her to do that.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I was taken out of my class because I only spoke Portuguese. But I feel like it's so much easier to just keep the kids in the class the whole day so they feel like they're included. If you take a student out from the class, they're going to be wondering what they did or why they're being separated from the rest of the students. So I feel like it's really important to just already be in a similar environment as the rest of the students.
You can hear the beginning of an awareness of how meaningful that can be.
Yeah, absolutely. No, she for sure realizes that her presence in the classroom and her ability to connect with the student in that home language just makes all the difference.
So now let's talk about the teachers. Tell us what they're saying about the program and the efforts to increase diversity.
Sure. So I spoke with Kendra Bauer, who is an English teacher at Lowell High. She's white, and she's often making the case for her students, many of whom are of color, to be the teacher that they might never have had. So she'll literally ask them, you know, imagine if you arrive at school, you sit down and you're in the classroom and you look up at the front of the room and standing at the front of the room was literally you.
And inevitably, I get this slow smile that spreads across their face. I have many students that have not had teachers who match their ethnicity or their race. And when they think about what that would feel like to have a teacher with the same curly brown hair or the same dark eyes, they get excited about the possibility. And so I say, so why not you? Imagine how people, how students would, how, imagine how you would have loved to have you.
We're talking with WBUR reporter Samuele Petrocelli from the newsroom. So you visited Lowell High School twice in reporting this story. Did you see anything that backed up what Kendra Bauer had to say?
Yeah, so the second time I visited Lowell High School, I was interviewing a black biology teacher in the hallways right outside his classroom. And at one point during our interview, he actually had to stop talking to me because some of his students were trying to get his attention and talk to him. And you could really see that, you know, the connection that he has with students is really strong.
So in a time of teacher shortage, what would you say to those who would say, listen, right now, just improve conditions for all teachers, get any teachers that you can, regardless of race? In your reporting, what did you find students lose when diversity is lacking in their district versus this push for just get teachers in classrooms?
Yeah, so research sort of shows that when students of color have teachers of color, they actually put more personal attention on school. They are more likely to graduate high school, and they also have stronger plans for themselves after they graduate high school.
So that's pretty important impact on kids, which makes me kind of wonder, where'd you find this? How'd you come across this story?
Yeah, so I think like a lot of my education stories, I was sort of breezing through some local Board of Education meetings, and I found Lowell talking about this initiative and what they were doing to sort of improve their diversity among staff.
So any themes? You know, every story, our listeners may not know this, every story has more in it than you can report in a given story, right? So what didn't make it into the final that sticks with you as a reporter?
Yeah, I got to interview so many students when I was visiting Lowell High School. And I got to interview one student who's, you know, half of her family works in education. Her mom is a dean at Lowell High School, and, you know, her office has all these sort of artifacts from her time at Lowell High School. And this student really wants to be a teacher. And so, you know, it sort of shows that for students who are interested in being teachers, there's really this sense of calling, you know, of a sort of duty to serve the public and serve students.
It feels like that underscores the example idea as well, Samuele.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the students that want to do this know how valuable that their work is going to be.
So what are you going to watch for next in this realm?
Yeah, I'm watching the numbers. I think the Commonwealth tracks teachers of color in every district, so we're going to see how those move in the next couple of years. And I'm also looking at the Educator Diversity Act. That's the legislator, you know, sort of bill on Beacon Hill. We're going to see how that plays out and if it passes.
All right. WBUR's Samuele Petrocelli joins us from the newsroom. First time we've had you from the newsroom.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.